Welcome, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio. Hey, usually on Tuesdays, we get together with Dennis Bilisky, Resource Auction. But tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, as we mentioned, we'll be broadcasting from the National Biodiesel Conference, Las Vegas. Sin City is where I'll be, and this North Dakota farm boy will be doing virtually no sinning, promise you. So today, we're going to check in with Dennis Bilisky. How are you today, Dennis?
Not too bad. I'll tell you what, Mick, we had a long journey to and fro from the Minnesota State Auctioneers Association Conference, which was in Rochester from Thursday through yesterday, and I had a real good time down there, saw a lot of our industry peers and whatnot, had a good crowd at the conference, a lot of good seminars and meetings and information about what's going on, and of course, the auction business is no different than any other business. We've sustained multiple changes in the last couple of years here with all the happenings. And of course, you know, the switch from most of our events being online versus live was a big point of discussion. And, you know, there's a couple of contests there. We have a contest for bid callers and we have marketing contests. And so pretty interesting event all in all. Was glad to see a lot of industry peers, did pretty well in the marketing contest ourselves. And, one of our guys was the past champion, so he conducted the contest for everyone that was there. So we made a good showing, and of course everyone else did, and we're proud and pleased to be able to have had that conference. We went 1 year without it, of course, and I would like to continue to see that happen. It's always good to get together with your peers and build your industry and, you know, be the best that you can be. And you learn that by hanging around with people that are in your industry that have been successful.
And now the auctioneer contest that you had down there for Minnesota, do you happen to recall the winner?
Our champion was a young man from Iowa that did a very nice job. And all the other participants that placed in the top were all young Minnesota finalists. And, you know, good group of talent. I was fortunate enough to be a judge, and you know, it's hard to judge those competitions because most of it's pretty tight. There's very little room, so it's an interesting process. You know, when you're able to watch some of these guys and see what they're being judged on and what the talent levels are. And one of the interesting things, a number of years ago, both the national competition and the Minnesota state competition and many other state competitions as well, went to a format where they have an interview portion of the contest along with just the actual physical auctioning part of it. So that interview portion is an important part of it. So you can actually physically ask that party some questions about what they feel the future of the industry is and how they can represent the industry and whatnot. So a little more technical than just being a good bid caller. It is truly an auctioneer champion contest.
And I'm so glad you don't require them to auction off their prize after winning it. So that's a
good. That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. You know, it's bad enough to work for your dinner, but then when you have to give up your earnings at the end, that's just, you know, who knows? Someday, maybe.
Yeah. Well, every year, everything gets better, and that includes the auctioneers. Hey, you've got some great auctions coming up here in the future.
Pretty darn soon, our January online auction is going to open. Got some nice tractors on there. We've got a really clean John Deere 9400 low hours. Last year, they were made super clean tractor with integrated auto steer. Got a real nice 7800 two-wheel drive. There's semis and trailers and skid steers and quite a few items that are getting posted yet today and this week for that January auction. So if you have items you no longer need and want to get them on our January auction, now's a good time to do so. Equipment market remains strong. Used equipment is going to continue to sell strong. And I think you can pretty much set your watch by that for the time period. I think you're going to see good, strong equipment prices throughout for sure the early part of this year. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't continue to be. Supply lines are low. Opportunities for guys to buy used equipment exist on farm retirement auctions, and every now and then a trade-in piece comes into a dealership, but pretty limited. So it's private sales and auction sales. That's where people are finding the equipment that they need to build their lines of machinery.
In the supply chain shortages and challenges, whether it's fertilizer or iron, you can count on these equipment sales, land sales, but mostly it's the equipment sales. But That's from the buyer's perspective. From the seller's perspective, this is also a great time to have an auction.
Most certainly. I mean, if you were even contemplating getting out of your farm operation, construction business, or any other type of business that has equipment, trucks, or vehicles, I just don't know that you'd ever find a better time to liquidate your assets with the market the way it is and how these prices are hanging in there. And then that being the same with the land that you have to rent out, parties that have land to sell, you know, contacting auction professionals in an up market is the best way that you're ever going to find to move your assets. I mean, competitive bidding in a seller's market is the key example of what you can do the best to generate the most you can for your assets.
For sure. All right. Well, how do folks get a hold of you to talk about having that auction?
Well, there will never be a shortage in the supply line for conversation, so you and I will always be able to visit about this. You can find us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. Dennis, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You have a safe trip.
Will do. Thank you very much.